The Night Swimmer, a novel by Matt Bondurant, narrated by Hilary Huber. Part 1. Darts. Sitting in a chair on the stones before the house, drinking scotch and reading Aeschylus, I think then of how we are gifted, of how we have requited our appetites, of how we have kept our skin clean and warm and satisfied our various appetites and lusts. I would not want anything finer than these dark trees and this golden light. I read Greek, and I think that the advertising man across the street may do the same. That given some respite from war and need, the mind, even the mind of the ad salesman, inclines to good things. Mary is upstairs, and I will have my way here very soon. This is the sharp thrill of our mortality, the link between the rain-wet stone and the hair that grows from our bodies. But it is while we kiss and whisper that the children climb onto a stool and eat some sugary sodium arsenite that is meant to kill ants. The most wonderful thing about life seems to be that we hardly tap our potential for self-destruction. We may desire it, it may be what we dream of, but we are dissuaded by a beam of light and change in the wind. The Journals of John Cheever. Prologue. It began with a dart, a pint, and a poem. Three elements that seemed to demonstrate the imprecise nature of fate. When Fred stepped up to the line, the dart held loosely in his hand.